An application to create the new town was submitted to the state by five sponsors: Mike Reese, Bill Wild, Michelle Miller, Wade Wild, and Nicole Simister. Also on hand for the meeting at North Summit High School was state election specialist India Nielsen. She explained that the process to incorporate a new town, once handled at the county level, moved to the state after a legislative change in 2015. Bill Wild told us that the boundaries of the new town would be centered around Hoytsville Road, running from the edge of Colville City south about 4 miles. On the west side of Hoytsville Road, the properties in the new town would run down to the rail trail, or basically down to Interstate 80, he said. On the east side, the town would run up to where the hillsides and cedar trees begin. It would comprise about 1,200 acres and some 430 residents. The sponsor said the boundaries were also determined by the area served by the Hoytsville Culinary Water System. Sponsor Mike Reese said their next step is to gather signed petitions from those within the proposed city boundaries. They need signatures from 20% of the registered voters with the town, and owners representing 20% of the assessed land valuation. He said their goal is to get 100 petitions. Those have to be gathered by Friday, February 23rd. If that's accomplished, the state will hire a consultant to conduct a feasibility study on the new city. The results of the study will be presented at a public meeting. Afterwards, the decision will be made at the ballot box. If a Hoytsville city is approved by 51% of the vote, sponsors said they would go on to select a mayor and five council members. Mike Reese said under state statute, there are three basic reasons for a new town: to protect the identity of an area, to provide vital services, and to set their own growth and building standards. He said the third objective is the important one.
But in my mind, this is just, you know, Mike Reese's version of it. Unfortunately, if we don't do something about being able to have some more flexibility in our building and planning and zoning and building, it's going to be very difficult to retain our community, because if you look around Hoytsville right now and you look at the property for sale and the lots for sale and the potential of lots for sale is very, very small. My concern is I don't know about your folks' kids. You know, how many of you kids have a lot of money, but I think it'd be hard pressed for a young couple to come in and buy 5 to 10 acres of land and then put a house on it. It's not impossible, but it's just not really practical.
Some members of the audience, such as Karsten Mortensen and Sue Follette, said they favored going ahead with the process to see what a study will show. On the other hand, resident Donald Twids said that a new city is going to be expensive.
Right off the bat, it's going to be, we need to hire 3 people to work in this town hall. Secondly, we don't have a town hall, and if they don't want to work in their living room, we're going to have to build them one. Then we're going to have to buy computers and printers and copiers and files, and we'll need custodial work, snow removal, grass removal once we get the town hall built. The majority of the people who live in Hoytsville live on half-acre, 1 acre, and 2 acre lots that can't be subdivided, can't be built on. You can't do anything with it but live there and be happy and look at the view.
Twid said their chances will certainly go up, and the complaints about growth decisions are not coming from a large group of people.
And if there's only a few people that are aggravated at the building process and they want to get out from behind the red tape of building, but the majority of us will never build anything, we will never add anything to our property that needs to be hashed out and drag our feet on. Our children are going to be left out on the street because we can't build them a house or whatever else happens. This all costs money, and it's my money, and I want to know where it's going to be spent, and what am I going to get for it?
But Bill Wild responded that Twids is able to live in Hoytsville because somebody was able to develop their land. He noted cases where local landowners needed an inordinate amount of time, money, and patience to get development approvals at the Colville Courthouse. The future, he said, was indicated by last week's county council hearing on Chapter 3 of the East County Code.
This isn't an issue as residents of this community that we can sit and say, I want to be left alone, I want to stay on my 2 acres and not be bothered. I can attest to you that a meeting that I was in Wednesday night, and there's quite a few here that was at the same meeting, I can tell you from our county council, you will not be left alone. When you talk about developers wanting to develop, if you have children, maybe you do, maybe you don't, they live far away, someday they might want to come and live by you. We need that capability. Right now, I think that capability is going away.
He acknowledged taxes will go up, but they can get help.
I'm hoping that the state, and it's not free money, I don't like the word free money, there's no such thing as free money, but I'm hoping the state allocates us enough money to survive. Because there are funds to do that, to create small towns. Otherwise, they'd never happen.
But in the audience, resident Mike Crittenden said the issue isn't part city, but whether your neighbor might develop their land for a couple of units or hundreds.
That comes down to the basis, do you believe in property rights or not? I don't think that can be equivocated upon. I don't think that's situational. Either believe in them or you don't. And I believe in property rights. I believe in people if they own their ground. As long as they can provide sewer, water, ingress, egress, things that really matter, that they should be able to use their ground. And if this town will support that philosophy, then I'll support this town. If this town won't, I'm not interested.
Resident Mike Crittenden. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroff.